Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
I'll do it quick. It's Red News Podcast 155, and I'm joined. There's only four of us, and 75% of the group don't want to do this. So it's going to be very, very quick. I will say, I've small world problems, but I've got bus replacement services and all that. Full of people who didn't get what a bus replacement was about, so dinging the bell, trying to get off at various stops. It's taken longer than it should. And I've woken up, and on the bus I did think, do you remember when Tim Sherwood and Adebayor did that horrific, like, salute to each other? That was my random looking out of the bus. Like, do you remember they used to do like a salute? Yeah, when he was the manager. And it just came to my head, and I thought, what a load of wank that was. Yeah, that was what I was thinking. So. Not yet, but it is very, very hot. And I woke up thinking, you know what? I wouldn't say it's indifferent. Last week really hit me, not just because same old, same old, but I just, as I keep saying, wanted to go to a football game and watch us. So today I've woken up with no expectations. I'm not saying not hope. Good, I hope we win, but I've just got like a level base of, well, yeah, you know. And two things came to mind. One was Johnny Murta at the airport yesterday, and it shows like there's a level at United which does not function. And the press this week said, oh, it's a time difference. It isn't a time difference. I think it's a deliberate, yeah, you know, the five, no, I didn't see that. The 5 hours difference was that he basically, so United go, and Dickie was moaning about this in his off the record chat, was that, you know, they say we want to bid this, and then it's just in the ether going to America, and it's not a time difference. I think they deliberately obfuscate or whatever. They don't want to spend money. I've heard of a tale where they had to tick off 500 grand on a club thing, and it waited weeks for them to get signed off. So it's not the time difference. But so Murta went to negotiate with another loon. I thought Lou Macari's Has He Ever Scored was just the release of the fucking pent-up frustration. Every United, has he scored, is our marathon moment. But it comes down to, we didn't have a translator. Like, like someone just went, no, send Murta on his own to talk. You know, and there's a bit from the review of Zlatan film, I watched it, that Mino Raiola and Zlatan go to meet Juventus, where they say, no, we don't want you. But there's six of them, including the chairman, all the big hitters, and the translator sat there to intimidate, going, the six of us in this hotel room in a foreign country meeting you. And Johnny Murta's on his own being directed by the airport man. And I just thought, we're going into this season at the moment, and I'm sure, I still think Dejean will that we've sold six, and most of us wanted those six gone, but we've only got three in, so we are weaker. So hello Brentford, hello Paul again. You're my go-to man and miserable.
No, yeah, three weeks running.
Have you any hope
for this season?
No, today.
Purely today.
Yeah.
It's football, isn't it? We might be 2-0 up after 10 minutes and we're all patting ourselves on the back, but the likelihood is, I think it'll be really, really tough today. They're a reasonable side, aren't they? And I think I said last week on the podcast, I definitely said it to somebody, today is really, really pivotal, because if they don't get something today, and then next week against Liverpool is a similar story to what, you know, we're all anticipating might occur, then I fear for Ten Hag, I really do. I fear for the squad, and to come back from worst case scenario, three defeats in three games, and last week was just incredible. To go from the Friday where we might not have signed the players, but this is a good thing, because this signifies that we're only interested in the right players, to literally 48 hours later we've got beaten by Brighton, and Arnautovic is the name being bandied about, and to much like, this is a universal despair from everyone, with like head in hands, like, not again.
Don't you almost laugh at it, Paul, that it's just like A, predictable, B, like so batshit crazy, that we're just, this is a new era, remember?
No, nothing.
Even in the United tick off Looney Tunes things we've done, bidding for him after a defeat, which bears no resemblance to Ten Hag. I thought Ten Hag yesterday, I don't know if you saw any of his press
conference. I saw Football Focus this morning. See that?
He handled himself quite well, but there was a worry that he's saying things that we've heard other managers say at this point in their reign, and that's not, again, not a dig at him.
I've not really paid much attention to him. I've not watched any background on him. I've never really that interview today was the first time I've ever seen him interviewed. And although he speaks well, he speaks with clarity, and you know, and he's got a sort of a grave expression on his face. Really, it's just a stream of truisms and cliches.
Yeah, I think that's quite good. He needs to do that at the moment. He can't, you know, he's got to play a straight bat. But behind the scenes, he must be going, well, this is what Ralph told me in his 2-minute WhatsApp call. You know, this is how United operate. And until we start...
I'm amazed amazed anyone took the job, to be fair.
I think they all think they can turn... And
they almost think it can't be as bad as everyone's saying. It can't be as chaotic, it can't be as unorganised, it can't be as dysfunctional as is being alleged. I think everyone thinks, well, it's Manchester United, there must be systems, it must be better run than that. Whereas I think the reality is, it's just Keystone Cops.
Well, last Sunday showed that, you know, like, this, I'm not over it. I'm a Luddite, all I want to go is like grunt and go United win, I'm happy. I don't watch much football because United depress me, so I don't know about this Juventus kid, but the track record is, he's fucked off a lot of clubs, he's been a dickhead. So that's precisely not the person you want to bring in if you're trying to get rid of the dickheads, to bring in another dickhead. And it's like... Nathan and Ben last week were really reasoned, and that is where I am. So I'm not going to... I sound like I'm kicking off. I'm not. But it's like... I just find it that sad that you wake up and... My highlight, I've grown Padron peppers, Paul. I'm so proud of it. I've grown loads of Padron peppers this summer in my gardening weirdo farm.
All right, you need to get me dad on. That's my dad's speciality, courgettes are easy, mate.
Well, so I picked them out this morning and I thought, there's the Monty Don side of me that's non-growling, not had a beer, and he's au fait with the world, he's not swearing on this. And then I thought, United, and I just shrugged my shoulders and said, oh yeah, better get set off then. And that's not what I am.
Have you got a greenhouse?
One of those cheapo miniature ones. But I love it. It's quite calming. It doesn't make me get frustrated about United. But my point is like... I'm just. I've always been a hopeful optimist. Barney, what will the score be? We'll win 4-0. And that eked out to me to the second game of the season. I want to go. Oh, what are we going to play? What's the system? What's the hope? And then there's another part. I'm quite childish. Who goes smash the Lego? Sell Rashford to PSG. Fucking start a fresh Ten Hag. You know, like Rashford, PSG.
I'd be ecstatic. Personally, I'd be absolutely ecstatic. But they wouldn't. The reality is, anyone who's watched him for the last 2 years, any other club that admires him in inverted commas, or you know, has watched him over time, no one's interested in him. Imagine a scouting report on him for the last 2 years. Well, he looks utterly fed up. he sort of wandered around looking at his feet for a bit. He looks like quizzically towards the bench thinking, can you substitute me? There's absolutely not a cat in hell's chance of anyone looking for him. Speculative lob from his brother to try and get an early...
United will do the daft thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But the man, where the agents, you know, like, flutter their eyelids, they don't realise that this is quite a few players now, that my WhatsApp messages and the general tone of social media are never good at... is like, well, yeah. And, you know, like, it's not a big threat anymore. There's no player kicking off going, I could leave. De Gea, you know, Maguire. There's none of them that anyone would...
I'd offer him a new deal, but I'd like drop the wages 40% and just give him an extra year. Say, how does that suit?
Or do what they should do, is go, come back at the end of the season when you've scored 20 league goals, which is what you promised us 2 years ago. And I get like...
He's been here 6 years. I think his average in all competitions is 15 goals a season. Yeah. The reality is with Rashford... If he played 38 league games, he's going to score 10 goals. And that's if he plays every game. It's not a centre forward
for long periods. He's not better than that.
I've never honestly thought that because he's just not clinical enough in front of goal. He's very, very pacey. When we were playing on the break, yeah, and he could get in behind people, empty stadiums, coping. When he was playing without the weight of the world on his shoulders, his pace was taking him past people.
But we played 154 games in the first, was it four and a half? So, you know, like, yeah, which for a 17-year-old coming through, we get these toys and we...
Physically, he was up to it though, wasn't he? But for me, he's gone. There's a reason why Dele Alli isn't at Spurs anymore. Because if your performance drops off for 3 or 4 years, then
yeah,
a functioning football club looks at that and thinks, well, his head's gone. He's not performing. And whereas that's, it needs someone to cast a critical eye on Rashford and make a proper decision, because I don't think he's the man to build your attack around for the next 4 or 5 years, personally. Yeah. I would be quite... You know, you might say he's throwing a dummy out of the plan or whatever, but I think he's had his chance.
What my fear was set last week is Burnley, and I don't think he's, this season I can see where Ten Hag fully backs him, goes, look, I want to try and utilise him as much as possible. Like Ronaldo, if the vibes are now no one will have him and he's staying, just eke out, you know, do for Ronaldo what they did for Rashford, just play him every game and just go burn him out. There's no, you're going in a year, we will burn every last asset of you. I think my mood about United is, of course, affected by the overriding cancer, and it's got more angrier. You know, the itch has never gone away from the Super League. I just wish I had that eternal optimism I used to have coming into Brentford. I haven't been here since batshit crazy Youth Cup game in '89, where we were 1-0 up in the old ground, and it was great, a little pop forward before, and they scored two goals in the last few minutes, and in celebration of the winner, this 17-year-old went so mad that they bundled him over and he dislocated his shoulder. So I've never seen, at that point, a player celebrate, go down in a heap and be carried off in a stretcher as they were all celebrating. So I had hope in, and I've noticed recently, I keep saying yeah, like Angela Rippon or Fiona whatever Singleton on Question Time. I don't know why I swear a lot and I go yeah, I don't know why I thought. Right, hello James.
Hello Barney.
How are you? You tell Rashford, he said.
You must have overheard that. I would sell him. Personally, I don't think he's ever been as good as he's been made out, which ain't his fault. I think the press have built him up. He's still a decent player, but he's been off the ball for so long now that you think, is he ever going
to... It's not a major problem this season, is it? We resolve that, we see how he has this. I don't think, you know, in the list of United concerns.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's more bigger concerns than that.
You haven't appeared on this since Joy of Chelsea, was it?
Tony.
With Tony, yes. Mad Tony, status.
Status quo.
We were happy that.
I can't remember why.
We won for a start.
But that was before the game, wasn't it?
So, right, yeah.
So we were still happy.
United since?
I've lost all interest, other than I enjoy the day out with the lads. I'm probably sounding very boring because that is most supporters' viewpoint. But I don't know where we go. You know, one minute we got this new policy. Richard Arnold's meeting these fans in the pub, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. Then you're trying to sign a fella from West Ham who's been in China for 3 years.
You've got to laugh at it.
Yeah, of course. In the end, you don't laugh, you cry. And then this fella from Juventus that... I don't watch world football, so I can't comment on every league.
No, exactly.
I don't, you know...
His record is like damaging. He's not a happy camper, is he? He's not someone, if the going gets tough.
Sorry to interrupt. On the radio, somebody said, or it might have been on Twitter, it's the sort of buy you'd expect Harry Redknapp to make when he was at Portsmouth.
Oh, there you go.
But I want my old self back, where I woke up quite giddy.
Yeah,
what will that take? And I like Ten Hag. It's not, I
want to
see this through.
Oh, he's had one game. I mean, it was disappointing last week, but I'm not going to judge him now. But I always say, see where you are in 10 games, and you've probably got a good assessment of where the season's going to go. But
why is the club not backing him, James? That's the and doing what they keep doing, you know, for all this new era bollocks. They're doing exactly what they do, except even going a bit more. They've tried to trump Igalo with an outage, you know, like we'll get Fellaini back.
As Paul said earlier before you arrived, we signed 108p a season. So
I'm mixed.
So yeah.
Paul, get your boots.
I mean, we always bring our boots every game, but the calls never come.
But isn't it sad? Like,
I could challenge the bar on me.
I did this Brentford Q&A, and that, you know, like, will you win? And I said, and usually it'd be chest out, fuck off, you know. And they were nice, so I couldn't say. But it's like, no, I think it'll be 1-0 when it'll be dog-eared.
I think we'll do well to get a draw.
But last season we said, and we did play well. We did. They had a lot of moments early on.
It was all the odd games where we came good, but they, you know, 1 in 7 games. I don't know if that's exactly right, but you played well at Brentford. I think we made 3-0, didn't we?
Yeah. No, it was. That was Ronaldo on the bench when the press
and all that.
I had COVID,
and then it just goes to.
Why do we keep doing it?
As supporters?
Yeah, Paul, why have you come, with all that we know, why have you come down from Manchester?
What?
Why have you come down from Manchester?
I've never been here before.
Because the 90 minutes football gets in the way of a good day out.
I love the day out. I've been in worse places than where we are today for a day out.
To be fair, today's ruined it, because it would have been train and a few beers and all that, so I've had to drive, but I've never been here before, so...
I had to listen to your mum for an evening as well.
But I still, even last week, when I got up those steps, I had a yes. Yeah. You know, like, you're not going to take this.
I get that bus every home game. And also, especially away games, you always fear, if you say, fuck this, I've had enough, you'll miss that last minute pile-up from the goal. Now, I know them days are probably gone, but it's always there.
Well, selling. Can you imagine how many I've missed over the years? And that doesn't even happen anymore. You know, like people walking past, have we equalised? Have we won? Yes. It's just like nothing.
It's always so long.
When was the last? Well, we had a couple of bit last year, but not
else.
What else would I do?
Yeah. I'm a single bloke. If I didn't go today, I'd watch it on the telly. I might go out the pub with Status Quo tonight.
The queue for the pub, the bar has just got absolutely ridiculous.
And everyone queues at
pubs. Everyone's very civilised.
I
just stopped here.
On an angsting moment from United, I've got a pickup today. All it's got in the email is ticket collection by email, and then it said, but you've got to get your ticket off the person. So it's like, and I've got had no instructions about a pickup.
I've told I've got to go to. Ticket office between turnstiles G&H, I think. I'm assuming there's some sort of ticket office there.
So all I've got is ticket collection by email, pick your person off this mate. Yeah. So it's like, okay, it's on the system, but I just think.
It's my ticket, but I've got a produce ID, so they transferred
to me, which was very cool. I will say, on Blood for the Mag, 1958, I've done and I've submitted the questions, and I said, look, you know, this is a fanzine, we're not going to go easy on you, and we have asked really, and thanks to everyone who submitted stuff, we've asked really, really tough questions, so that'll be, and I appreciate it. It's too late, Paul, sorry.
Why did he insist on dark mode for the press releases? It's a bit goth, isn't it? I can't handle that.
It lacks gravitas.
I don't like the dark mode.
And then we hope. Thanks for everyone who supported the mag. I've got to get that in. Anything else to add, lads? Paul, anyone, James? I don't like. We are happy. We just had a happy conversation. Then we tie United, and our faces go fucking shit.
I love it. I just can't sit here. Keep a straight face and say, I think United are going to go and win today. I'd be surprised. We'd do well to get a draw. I hate saying it, but that's where we are.
1-1.
I'm hoping for a draw. Yeah, I hope we get something.
You know what? But I'm glad Ronaldo, the rumours are he's starting. Because he'll.
Is he starting?
That's the rumours. He'll score. You know, like, he will score.
I mean, in the other team,
Rabiot and Arnautovic,
I'm selling.
But I heard on the radio the other day, if you take his goals out, the league goals away last season, we would have finished 14th.
And pitcher. Yeah,
that's a nonsensical argument, because you've got to have another striker out there. You can't. Well, right, as I say, if we hadn't have had De Gea last season, we'd have finished bottom.
Who would have scored the goals?
Yeah, but picture this then, we sell Ronaldo and we're signing out of it. So if by their crazy thinking, I just
don't agree with comparisons like that.
No, I get that. But for me, the Ronaldo thing is, I know, and Paul made a good point last week, you know, all the things he does, but I have long sought thing. Like the Brentford, put a good question to me, the Brentford fan team. How do you think we feel about Eriksen, that we took the chance on him, you know, we gave him, and then he just fucked us up. He said, we'll give him support, but we feel quite like let down by that. And I felt, I just went, they're all like it. You know, there are no heroes anymore. There are no players who's, and even your heroes can let you down in life. So Ronaldo, he's a ghost, and he's my shame worn.
He's the man who'll get your goals, even at the age.
But the question we asked then, James, is where do you think we'll finish? And then the one I really hate asking is, when do you think we'll next win the league?
Okay, where do I think we'll finish? I would say fifth or sixth. And when will we win the league? Not for at least 5 years.
Have I asked you that?
Might be retired. Seriously, I might be retired.
I've got to stop asking it.
Yeah, well, you can't just 7 years. Definitely.
It's like, I refer back constantly. Shane said, you know, it'd be a decade, 3 years ago, and I laughed in his face saying, "No, United will always have a chance." And you know, the set, like, we can remember Paul. I was talking to him in the 80s. We'd have the opening season, and we know we'd be shit. We'd have a better squad, probably, definitely better midfield than now. And we'd go, "Yeah, this might be our season," and it would unravel very quickly. But to see like the current United, as I keep saying, also with their billions in their, you know, and their billions taken out, and they bore themselves out to things covering the world. To then think this is almost like the 80s, where you don't have any level of expectation. Because the club is just going to let you down.
Maybe it was naivety of youth, but I always did have expectation then. When we signed Olsen, Strachan and Alan Brazil in 84, I was like, this is fucking it now. And then we, you know, 85, we won the first 10 games. We were only out. It was only when we had a few injuries. Robson and Muren went down. And we were out of it then, weren't we?
You know, my bus journey out where I'm thinking about Sherwood, this is when I have a beer afterwards, and I'm on that bus back, I start thinking about 85, 86, and then it starts getting to me. Don't mention fucking 91, 92. I wonder sometimes, for all Fergie we say, like, it must wake him up sometimes going 91, 92. I'm sure Atkinson must have sleepless nights going 85.
The difference is now is that the opposition back in them days were all capable of dropping points at any time. You know, like, I remember when Leeds went to City in 91 and got leathered 4-0, and you're thinking, well, alright, we might limp over the line here, but these are going to drop points. It's the difference now is that the points total required is just incredible, isn't it?
Old Trafford, and I don't like, I didn't watch match today last week. It's almost like the begrudgingly accept the season is here. And then, you know, like, I haven't seen Haaland's goal, but it's like we're on such a different
looks a beast.
I remember when Mourinho in 2005 with Chelsea, and they got, we were pushing to 90 points, and you're thinking, how are we going to match this?
Yeah.
And you know, incredibly, United did it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sort of 2006, 2007, whatever it was. When we won it at Wigan. I'm like, what an effort.
Yeah.
I didn't think we had to go up a couple of levels, really, to match that.
But
whereas now,
Teams
are going through season dropping 10 points. We haven't got, we're so many levels behind.
I've started the
City and Liverpool.
But also, like,
We're miles.
Yeah, and this way sometimes confidence, like, some of the players could do better. That was quick, Paul. Some of the players, because Fergie had a unique ability, apart from, say, Blackburn at home, that time after Rooney's drink up. Fergie's ability to put in squad players that would grind out a win or get a win, you know, like, and that came down to confidence, a winning team.
It was the mentality that was just instilled in the squad, because we would go 20 odd games without defeat and we would lose one. And there was a time in that period where a Manchester United defeat, it should have almost been called a national bank holiday, because the reaction from the general public and the press and that, it was just like an incredible celebration.
Newcastle 5-0.
Yeah, and the Southampton 6-3. But the mentality from within MUFC then was, right, well, all right, we were 23 games unbeaten, we've lost one, it's time to start the next run. And that's how they looked at it. It didn't matter who they were playing next. It was just like, well, we can't possibly lose two on the bounce.
Yeah.
Whereas these set of chances now, it's like, oh, well, shrug shoulders.
Someone put in the mag, we lost 4-0 to Brighton. We didn't even make the sports front pages. There, like the front. That's why. Like I bemoan the loss of ABUism, because ABUism means everyone hates us for a reason. And now it's almost like you get a bit of pity, or they're not even thinking this is a cup final anymore. This is like infinitely. I don't know, I could ramble. But I do think confidence, and I like what Ten Hag's saying, I like he's playing it straight back, there's no problem. So, again, like, see where we are in April, May, but the overriding thing goes to the club. But it's not the club, we're not seeing Richard Arnold tonight, we're not seeing Joel Glazer or Avram, so we'll support them like we always do, and everyone. Paul?
About today?
Yeah,
for all of it. Like I said, when we was away, I'm hopeful. I just want to see a formation, I want to see a plan. But personally, I would play, if they're fit, Brand, Lindelof, and Martinez in front of them. Because Tomani and Fred, just don't work.
And DeLow, just please don't start. Please don't start.
Oh, not him, no. I mean, Wan-Bissaka's whatever, but he's a better defender than DeLow, in my opinion. And his first job is to be as a defender.
So, if you don't mind, you've been going an awful long time. And I don't
know,
awful long time sounds like the wrong note. You've been going a great long time.
I'll bring you back to Tony Dunn then.
No, but you've seen every trophy won, right, imaginable. So, what do you want? You've seen the.
I want to turn up with optimism, and I want to be entertained. I've always said, if you lose, but you've given your all and you're beaten by a better side, so be it. But try it. Put a shift in. Just be a pride in wearing a shirt. It sounds like old cliches, but just want to.
Yeah, well, that was the accusation. Well, not accusation, but Brighton away. The worrying thing that last week they were trying, they just looked heckable. I hope they've taken instructions. And like Sancho's interview, he's getting them still to do 5 press-ups if the attacking players. Oafish Neanderthal tactics.
What has Sancho done since he came?
Well, take the ban on would be good.
He's done nothing. I just don't rate him. He's done nothing.
I think he is very. Nick raves about him.
Who?
Nick loves him. Says he's a.
What does he do? He loves him for doing what? Standing on the line.
Is he confident he won't take the man out?
I just haven't really got an opinion on him because I've never seen him do. I agree with Paul. He's done nothing since he's turned up. Nothing. I mean, his first season, Memphis Depay did more.
We're being neat with buying him again now, aren't we?
Yeah. But that sums it up, doesn't it?
What's that saying? Never go back. Bloody hell.
Are we buying again?
Memphis, well, anyone right cheap now. And anyone old. I can only imagine, like, our next deadline is before, and probably thankful before the net, because of the fucking World Cup, before the deadline. But I can imagine only how mad the final 24 hours of the deadline are going to be for United. They are going to be chaos. Well, that's it, chaos.
10 years ago, our big transfer, well, the last knock-ins was Fellaini. And 10 years on, what has really changed?
But it also, again, like, love Fergie, but sell him Ronaldo, and then you don't, from a position of power, replace him. And I know we still carried on after that event for a good 4 years, but it was chuddering with the last of that generation. So you sign Obertan, you sign Owen, you know, you sign Valencia.
Yeah, that was a sign of the Blazers.
So that's what...
But turn it on head, in my opinion, re-signing Ronaldo is a wrong move as well. But I know he scores goals, but...
Again, like, so many areas. Right, so, any hates of the week?
What?
Hates of the week.
Virgin Train. Oh, no, sorry, Avanti Train.
Well, they've got, literally, mention them every podcast, and they've got worse. They've just stopped.
We're not talking actual Avanti stopping there,
and blaming drivers for strike action when it's not, it's saying they're not doing overtime. The Avanti are actually so bad, like, but my hate of the week is me, because I said, like,
oh, I agree with that, yeah, whatever you've done, but I agree with that.
Bad to the people, those Amazon fresh stores, have you ever been in one where you don't, there's no tills, so you scan in and it charges your phone? So I said, I'll never use that, never ever use that. Yesterday there was a massive queue, I was in a rush, and I used it. So it's all done by, fuck knows how it's done, like, they're following you with cameras. So you put all your stuff in a bag and walk out.
Where's this at?
In Amazon. They're called Amazon Fresh.
Oh,
guys.
Well, don't have that on.
No, it's not. So food, right?
So you have to scan a QR code to get in, so that, and then buy cameras, and I always said they're watching us, they'd do that. And then I went in yesterday and I had a bit of, well, not a bit, I've had so much self-hate as I left the shop thinking a man of principle.
And I thought you were a man of principle,
I'm feeling quietly smug because Amazon Prime's going up. My renewal comes up next week before the deadline, so I can sneak it in at 79. But I don't know, I haven't got any eights of the week. I'm just like quietly ambivalent about everything.
What do you want me to say, Barn?
How are you feeling? You've been going for a good amount of years.
I can honestly say if we finish sixth, I think we'll have had a cracking season. And that's not being stupid about it. I honestly just think that we've had it. And until them Glazers go, I don't think we've got a chance. We're finished.
How did you wake up today feeling about today?
I've not woke up feeling good about United for the last 6 months.
Sorry, Pete.
Yeah.
No, you're saying what? It's sad though, isn't it? Good to see you though. Anyway, any others? No, on that note.
We certainly won't be singing that Woke Up This Morning Feeling Fine song anymore.
Well, we need a Ten Hag song. We need an Ericsson song. Anyway.
Yeah.
Glory, glory, Man United. I didn't even have the heart to do that last week.
We'll still
it's
be
more
here.
Glory. Of course we will. And don't.
We're just
what
real.
Else is there? But sometimes I feel like United is so up. We take it so seriously, whereas some people just shrug it off and go, I'm going United. As soon as they're out of the ground, that's it. It doesn't affect them. I overthink.
That's the best way to be, though.
I am
at that stage now, but I still want to go and still want them to win. I just know that the likelihood is very small, so
it's
I don't
like
get the answer.
Curse, isn't it? It is what it is. We've been dealt this hand. We deal with it.
Keep the faith, as I say. One final. What do you make of the... We know it's the social media and the 1958 aren't sporting at the empty Old Trafford. We have to back for Liverpool.
It's doomed to failure until... You can't just wave these things around on social media and give people a hashtag to retweet. Whereas, because the people advocating it, people who have never been anywhere near Manchester United, it's all well and good. It's online and people getting behind it. But until the established fan groups who are more representative of match-going fans are behind it, and it's publicised in those areas, then everything's just it's completely doomed to failure.
Do you know what I thought today? One on this in my bus moment is watch. And look, if someone called it and everyone did it, we walked out for Brentford. No one else did that, is there? And that's not a dig about people if I said I support it. If people stay, because again, it's down to personal choice. And some people have tough lives and they just want to go to United. But in my moment, I thought today, if 1958, if Must, if me, if Andy, all got together, and we, no one can ever meet, because that's another story, I'm not in the old days. But if we said, picked a game in April or May, you know, like now, because say we could win the league, you know, like in a theoretic, and we say whatever happens, whoever we're playing at the end of April, we're going, we're not going to do it. And you do it now, and you say, so it won't look, if we are actually winning trophies, be up by some miracle, we're not.
Well, that's how it would work. I don't mind what game it is, but until all of those groups get round the table and agree on that, that's what will make it happen. If it's just merely a hashtag that's being retweeted on Twitter, I've not seen it anywhere else.
Yeah. And it feels like a lot of 2005, 2009, 2010 wants its ball back, and it. That's why I like.
You saw the power of it with the original green and gold thing how that took off, because that went from an idea on a forum to within 5 or 10 days, the whole ground decked out in green and gold. So it is possible.
I don't know 1958, Mark. I said to them in when we discussed the interview, and I said it's not going to be easy. You know, that's even though we believe in what you do, you're not going to get off easy on this. It's time. I'm 51. You know, I'm moan. I'm fucking want to garden my Patron peppers. It's up to you lot to do it. But my own view is, all of us, and this isn't if people don't want to get it, but we say the end of April, we choose a game, and we say, if we're winning trophies.
I wouldn't even say April, I'd do it. I'd happily do Liverpool, but it has to be, everyone has to be behind it. It can't just be a social media driven thing.
It needs new ideas.
Maybe, you know.
Me and you have been talking about this for 17 years now. Exactly.
We've been having the same conversations in work. Explaining to people, you know, with family members, with friends.
And none of you said you wanted to do this. 36 minutes, thanks lads. I'm going to buy you a pint. Final
thing. Get in the queue.
Fucking hell, it's got bigger. Does anyone think we're going to win it today?
I wouldn't bet on it.
The final buster. Why I do love seeing you always. I thought of Wardy today, God rest his soul.
Today,
give his, you know, to be here with us. It's sat here now. So sometimes we moan about it here, and there's a long time, you know, that we're not here. So I thought today, stop moaning for me, because there's people you love and cherish who aren't in the pub with us having a pint right now. Right, on that note, thanks, lads. Right, I'm going to articulate my views. I'm so angry, and I've just had three knobs abuse me. So I cannot articulate, but I'm joined by a more sophisticated Tony, who was there at Palace. So my overriding was that worse than Palace? 5-1 this is, Frank O'Farrell's last game.
Probably worse than Palace. There was no lack of effort today. They were just totally inept. We gifted them all four goals, especially on the first two. It was awful.
Is that one of the... That's the worst half of football I've ever seen.
It's one of the worst performances I've ever seen.
What do we do though? His second game.
You can't sack the manager.
No, it's not him. It's endemic.
Get rid of the owners, but you still would be left with the same players.
But we've got, how do we, as civilised people, get rid of them without direct action?
We can't, but I've been saying it for ages. It's not the manager that needs to change. They've got to get rid of all the players. I don't think they should keep any players. So they're just not good enough.
And you've always said keep the faith. And it's not that that's in question.
No, it's difficult.
Yeah. You've made this journey. And Tony, you're being called.
We're going to the pub.
Going to the pub is the best. But literally, how second game, their fans saying, are you watching Luton? And this isn't a diss. Are you watching Luton? And we're getting done 4-0. You know,
Brentford, the garbage, one dimension. Yeah. We just couldn't defend against them. It was rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
I think we're at a precipice now. This gets really bad.
and really bad. It does. Really bad.
The only good thing is if it carries on like this, we might get rid of the owners.
All right. Cheers, Tom. Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome, Barney.
So he's coming. He's coming.
Hang on, Stephen.
So, Stephen, Frankie. Frankie, how old are you?
10.
How? What do you make of that?
The performance wasn't very good, but the fans were cheering them on, and yeah.
You make me proud of it. I can't express how, like, but you make me proud. You're there. You're like.
We enjoyed that second half, just for the fact
the perverse.
The perverse way of it, of being so far behind. My God, we backed them. If they put half the effort in that we did to get here, we'd be on a winner.
Well, the bunch of bouncing babes, I have felt that. Yeah. But then I also think we're being complicent. Because, terms of something's got to change. It's so radically.
Can't
like,
carry on, can it?
This is second
can't
game.
Can't carry on.
It's
like,
second game.
It? Yeah. Got them.
I can't even.
Yeah, I dread thinking about it. It's just. It's worrying.
So
already.
Are you laughing about? There is some
it's
consolation.
It's
I've got the worst.
Already, isn't it?
No, I think the worst windbreaker ever. If we can laugh at anything, but I shouldn't. We shouldn't let United get to me. They're selfish.
Yeah, but it's because we care, and we just want the best.
But then I think, like, I honestly think, like we'd be better walking away. Like the heart.
You can't. You can't.
There's people, there's.
It's like.
There's four people in a flat.
What we've had from the 90s on, that's what we want for them, isn't it?
No, I know. And this could be an 86.
You know, but Albert were buzzing when Watford got relegated.
Well, but honestly, that's. And United's the biggest sum parts than there's four people in a flat above Brentford singing now, and I know, but we can't, like, if we as fans don't react to this, then we're just they're not even
playing along.
What would they get it on? You know, they'd get it in a text. You lost. What time is it? It's 12 o'clock in America. Joel promises he's watches. What do you get? A text.
Yeah. Do you know what a gauge was the end there? The players coming over.
What happened? I left to sell.
Ten Hag stood in the tunnel watching who come over and took the stick.
Well, that's good.
And took the stick.
Yeah.
You know.
Who did
and then
over?
His assistant come over and patted on the back who was stood
who,
there.
Who did go over?
Dallow was the main one, really. Rashford, Ronaldo, usual, straight down the tunnel. It's come the norm, hasn't it?
I hope he kicks shit out of them tonight. Pardon my language. But same. And De Gea.
You know what I would do? I would send him on the train back with us tomorrow. Like, we've got a battle for one train back every hour. Send him on the one with us with no reserve seats. That'd be the one for me.
That's the worst half I've ever seen from United. Yeah. Beating Forest 4-0. Watford the 5-1 the week before the 85.
Yeah.
Yours or not? I'm not mean. And Liverpool was horrendous, but I think this is Brentford. This is fucking Brentford.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy that first half last week. I'd got a bit of hope from the pre-season, and then had a good day, good dinner time in town, turned up at the game, and then after 10 minutes... We was floored, weren't we? Again?
I looked longingly to last week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's just got worse, hasn't it?
What's the hope? Give me hope, mate, please.
That Ten Hag gets this team better.
It's a massive eye opener for a minute.
I hope he calls him out. Because he's got to do. Like the credit he's got.
He's got to do.
But not like in a Ralph way. Like actually do it by not picking him. I'm tired of. Yeah. I said this last week. I'm tired of seeing
the
same. Like Alanga tried when he came on.
Yeah.
Then put Alanga in next game.
Yeah.
And Ericsson, please never see him on our own 6 yard spot.
No. What was that all about? We're just in,
but you know, how many times have we said we cannot defend?
from the back. Oh. And yet we do it like headless chickens.
Yeah. Where do
so they're go? Going anyway.
Yeah.
Final message.
We'll be there on Monday, won't we? And we'll see what comes.
But I get the attitude. I'm fearful. Social media is never the barometer. And match-going fans, you know, the dichotomy. Yeah. But I think, I don't know, in a legal way, there's something. Because I'm like...
I think we need to stay off here this week, don't we?
I know.
He's got to start starting the youngsters and giving them a chance.
I got the latest mag off Murph at the Rayo game, right? But for that game, the one player who lit that game up was Garnacho. And he's not... He come on at 90 minutes. We've got five subs now, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like, especially that old game. What did we just make?
Even today, I would have made, like, Varane. If Varane is subbed, then you sell him. Because their argument is he's only going to play 15 games. But 15 games, and like, I don't know. In the 70s, everyone would have rioted, and that wasn't right, let's be honest. But like, I don't want to see Brentford burn. But there's part of me that doesn't feel comfortable with just like.
Keep starting the big names and the not performing.
Who's your biggest issue with?
Dallow.
Don't get me started on
that.
And Maguire. Right.
Basically, both fullbacks, really. Both fullbacks.
And the defence, and the goalie, and the midfield, and the attack, and the left winger, and the right winger. But
apart from that, thought this season the one position they wouldn't have to look into was the keeper.
Yeah. Because De Gea was performing, but.
But I think
Henderson's gone out on loan and obviously ruined his future career at the club.
He'll have it.
And De Gea's gone down a few more levels.
Which sometimes happens. And I do get he is. But I think today was just... But why wasn't... I know this, but why wasn't he wearing a Gary Bailey? We've actually got two sets of flats arguing with each other. You don't get to see that in modern football, do you? Two of the flats overlooking the ground, they're arguing with each other. See, it wound me up that there was the "This is Anfield" flag by the Manchester tram. So I like to think. Anyway, I feel like my head's wobbling. All right, final words. Cheers for stopping. I know no one wants to.
No worries. Yeah, no one wants to say anything after that, do they?
But just need to keep supporting them.
We will do.
Deal with it.
And that's. You give me a much needed perk up. Cheers, mate. Thank you. Apologies for the swearing, Frankie. It's not even fucking taping for starters. I still stagger to work out technology, but I feel so angry. And do you mind if I swear? Well, I should ask your dad, really.
Absolutely.
So I will try and temper my anger.
Absolutely not.
But I felt like embarrassed that they have no pride. I get they have no confidence. I'm glad that you said that Ten Hag didn't come over, because I think with the Ollie apology that he just watched and he's sussing them out. And now I think this is for 10 games sussing them out. But the whole thing is broken. The whole thing. I'm like, I will, to the three, I think it was two, and a lad just saying no one's going to buy that. But two lads did give grief, and I get you're angry, but we've been going on since 2004. It's not the fault of the fanzines. We've been pointing out what would happen under these lot, and what would happen is this. I do think Fergie, say something next week. Again, what I said last week, doesn't have to be controversial. Say, this is not on. What is happening, and it has to change. Because they assured us after... Now, you know I'm a cynic. It was all lies. Forget the share scheme. Forget any negotiations with them. They lie to you. They lie about the fans' forum. Well, sorry, Paul, we're on about... They lie. So, no engagement whatsoever. Disengage. Stop it. But they said all these stuff after, and they're left with six players worse, with three in, and we look rudderless. And it will
we've spoken, like, the funny thing is the stewards at Brentford, they're a mix of West Ham, they're a mix of Arsenal. And you know what, like, Arteta lost his first three games, clinging to a little hope. I cannot see watching this for year after year, it feels like, cheating manager after manager. And then someone said, there's so many angry Reds. The only description I can give to that first half, especially at half time, was like a car crash, and that everyone downstairs trying to get a pint, or just, I know a lot of people who don't drink at all,
trying to get away from it.
We were on a grass verge after a car crash, staggered, and the anger stuff, I tried to like think all the way through the game, how am I going to think, but disengage, they're liars, they're cheats. But the people who can speak and the people who can do, like, I'm a pacifist Gandhi. What can I do? I'm looking to others. What can I do that can force them out that I don't already do? What can we... But Fergie, speak out. If you've got a position, speak. Start speaking out. Because this is our club. They've betrayed it from the off. But what we said in 2005 is if you take the money out and you get an emphasis on just keeping going, running the club down, because you'll get your dividends, you'll get the money, but they won't ever top it up. It's like an oil or coal. You keep downgrading it, and year after year, the depreciation happens. And this is the depreciation. And I am sick and tired of seeing honest Reds come in. We're in a hotel now. Well, come on, who wants to speak? Come on, who wants to speak? Now, come on. And if anyone wants to speak, speak. Speak. I think there's, come on, Phil. But I'm tired. Well, Frankie's our bleeper, Bob. Remember that we have a young member of the Red Army with us. Phil, I've never seen you as I've never seen you as angry as at half time.
Right, what I will say is,
I'm upset in the fact that we haven't moved on from anything from last year. Absolutely not moved on. I'm very upset about the fact that I'm back in Ten Hag. I'm trying to back Ten Hag, but you look at the team, you're 4-0 down outside of Brentford. We're not saying Barcelona. We're playing Brentford. What on earth are we doing, Barney?
Well, like many aspects, they sang, and this is their big day, and like Paul,
yep.
They sang, "Are You Watching Luton?" And they, bright and embarrassing.
They were saying what?
Are you watching Luton? Because that's their level. They've got a feud with Luton. Right. But Brighton today, Liverpool next week. Yeah. We're not even getting done. We are getting absolutely disgraced. No. And like, there'll be the player apologies, and there'll be this, and there'll be that. You're wearing the United kit, frankly, and you haven't had that much. But that gives me pride. But where's their pride? Where's their pride? And I know that pride is nothing to do with the Glazers, but I think it's equally everything. Because if you tell a club 4-4-4 is enough, then it just sweeps out. And the attitude stinks. Stinks.
Barney. Today, I think...
But it's not coming home to roost. You were at Brighton, Phil. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. This is why I took people when I was saying angry at you. I'm just...
No.
But you were at Brighton and nothing's changed in what?
Well, Brighton away or Brighton home? Brighton away.
You were at, what was that, May, June, July, yeah. or 4 months. Yeah. And it's exactly
Brighton away.
The same. If not worse.
In fact, if you can be 4-0 down to Brentford away in a league game, when Brentford are a team that have not been in the Premier League in 60 years or whatever, you do well.
We've had that little period of hope, so it's worse.
But did you? What was your like? The hope on the podcast we did before the end, the hope was 5th or 6th, and that was like a kick in the stomach. That squad, and like Ronaldo wants out. I'd almost put.
We're 4-0 down against Brentford. 4-0 down against Brentford. We've never been 4-0 down against anybody in our time.
Forest.
What? 1990? Yeah. Was it? I was there for it.
I think it is for anyone. Yeah.
Anyway.
Scousers last year.
Scousers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Forget that.
I've forgotten all these until the next one. Hammered. You think even in the darkest days of United, we had a 4-0 at Liverpool. We never had as many dark days as this.
Do you want to appear on the podcast or you?
Podcast here, Telly. Telly's 70 odd years old, right?
What did you make of that?
What did you make of that?
No comments. We need signings.
Where would you buy?
I'd say the new striker. Because... And... Probably another centre mid. Because... Maybe even another centre back as well.
I'd put Maguire out of his misery. I would go for the best for both of us.
Yeah.
Like a Stan. You know, like it wasn't done for that reason. But almost say, you're going, Maguire, tell him. I would sell Maguire. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Very
technical in the big scheme.
Yeah. No. We are at the point where we're just pissed off, aren't we?
Yeah, but it's more than that. I've never seen a downstairs.
No. So, I agree, Barney.
And there was defiance in the second half, but what are we doing?
Defiance because you could.
Yeah, but you've come in a minibus today. The train's all fucked. You're staying over for this.
Yeah.
I had a bus replacement service where I'm going to get so angry on it coming home.
I think the defiance just gives you something to sing and cheer about. Other than that, there's... It's not because the team's giving you anything. It's because you want to enjoy your day, don't you? You know, it's been a shocker, hasn't it? You know.
But I can understand there's good mates of mine. I'm almost at the point, and we had a big thing before, like the podcast, that not seeing everyone, but the least enjoyable part of my weekend is that 90 minutes. And I'm thinking it's skewing my life. United are skewing with my head. They're skewing with my head.
At the end of the game, there was only one player who clapped. There was only one player who clapped or something.
4 or 5. Yeah. I mean, Dallow was the main one.
He didn't clap.
But I remember on the last podcast,
we should have all got
the Dallow thing about drumming the crowd up when he's playing, you know, well below par.
The impossible ask is Ten Hag going with knowing 6 players left, 3 players, you're going in the bargain old basket again. You're drumming in, like, I don't think we've ever, even in the 80s, seen a lack of confidence in a set of players like we are now. And that's in the Premier League era. Like someone actually went at the end. This could be a relegation battle. And like usually I'd laugh, but I think they're fucking hell.
Have we lost Paul for a top player? You know,
no one wants on. Has anyone ever?
What's that Fergie thing? Huh?
It's a windbreaker. It's the only thing making people smile today. In an act of defiance, I don't want to take it off. Does anyone have any hope at all for this season? Hope.
Did
you have hope this after Brighton, though, Daz?
No, after today.
I thought we'd get better today than we did against Brighton.
Yeah.
I thought we'd have another week, saw a few players out. I thought we'd do better.
It's not his fault, though, is it?
No. I blame him.
But week on week, he's seeing the players that care and the players that don't. It's obvious on there. Who gives a shit?
So. Yeah, but even Daz, come over for a sec. Just, I know you don't want to do it.
Come on, Lee.
But he. But even the even the players who do care aren't good enough. How does he sort this mess out?
No, it's going to take. I'm speaking to a friend of ours the other day, me and Phil. It's going to take two or three transfer windows. He's got to clear the players out that don't need to be there and shouldn't be there, and then bring quality players through. But you look at the players we've had by over the years, you know, the passion they show, the aggression they show on the pitch. Where's one of them now? One of them. You know, Adam Maguire's our captain. Adam Maguire's our captain. Might have been a good player, but he doesn't do anything on the pitch. Doesn't do anything. So where are they these days?
But the fear I have is, we all say this, everyone I know is saying it's not Ten Hag. How does he get the time, like two or three? If it goes so spectacularly ticked up, like say we're 10 games in and we have lost five, then he's in his own, unless again it's not, I'm predicting, I cannot see how. Like I thought last season was horrendous.
They've done everything they can to identify the right manager. Yeah, I was behind Ten Hag from what I knew about him, what I'd heard about him. Right manager, he's got to give him time. There's going to be tough times. The last two games have been really bad. There's probably going to be more of them to come. But you've also got to back him. He's brought three players in. He needs another three or four at least in the next few weeks. Otherwise, that's the kind of performance we're going to see week in, week out.
But I don't want to now, knowing that he's transforming it, see the old lot again. I don't want to see nine out of last season's lot.
No.
Ever again.
No.
I would say if you know it's broken, then that experiment is gone.
I'll go back, right? I don't want to be seen as an old fart now. But
when
we brought the young lads through, I remember we went to Aston Villa away, we lost 3-1, remember?
First game of the season.
First game of the season, Villa away, playing all these young kids, we thought, what's he done? He saw Mark Hughes, Kanchelskis and Ince, I think. Those three players went and brought the young kids through. I'd do that right now. I'd get rid of three or four of those. Garnacho, you're in. Garnett, you're in. Whoever else he thinks is good enough to potentially step up, step up now. Let's have a season.
Yeah. I think the fans would have. What upset me, and I know that they train them every day, when they said Garner might go on loan again. No.
Give him a chance. How many loans does he need? He's either good enough or he's not. And give him a go.
And Fred, we've argued this today, but Fred today was trying his own. He's not competent at a level. But it's like, there's one player giving a shit out there.
But
and even Fernandez used to give a shit.
How many years, though, right, have we said Fred McTominay not good enough? Yeah, they try, not good enough. So you need to do something different. I'd get sacked in work if I carried on doing the same thing and not getting a result every day. Yeah, you get sacked. So change it. I'd be quite happy walking off that pitch today if we'd lost 4-0 and you had young kids on there who were growing, developing, and you thought, and they cared and they showed some passion. Walking, you know. I stayed until the end today. Diego Dalot stared me out, well, not stared me out, stared the fans out as though to say, why are you booing us? He should revert himself, put himself in the stands and watch what we saw today. Shocking. So for me, the way forward is he needs to be back, he needs to bring his own players in, and I'd get rid of the players that don't care, move them to a side and bring some young lads through and mix it all up.
But knowing under the Glazers he's not going to get the backing that he needs. Like literally the last week's reaction was an out of itch. You know, like 8 million. Knowing.
Yeah.
This is what, like, you've got to deal with the cards. It's almost like an impossible,
Last week when we met back into town, to hear that.
Straight after.
Bores you even more.
Straight after the game, I now to mention Rabiot. Personally, Rabiot, I think, is an upgrade on what we've got. Yeah, there might be some baggage with him, but I'd rather have Rabiot than Fred and McTominay in there today.
But I'd rather, a good functioning club. And what we know this is they go Rice, that's 6 or 7 years. They go, we've got the Brighton fullback. And Fergie, I want to see, knowing that we're doing the insanity over and over again, I want to see someone, not us, Not us, because we're just tiny cogs. Fergie speak out. I want to see people, not the Glazers, because they're never going to change. I want to people around them start doing things differently. And Arnold met people and said, this is a clean slate, give me the chance, and he's doing nothing different, nothing different.
I disagree there. I do disagree. Yeah, I think behind the scenes, he's doing a lot of the right things. He's clearing up. Scouts have gone. Yeah, we've heard today on the way down, we were talking about our scouts have said Van Dijk's not quick enough, never went for him. Who's the other one? There was another player. He said not good enough. So he's cleared a lot of people out behind the scenes. I do think he's restructuring to focus, so he can focus on the commercial side of it. And Murdo, whatever his name is, he focused on the football side of it.
But do you think so, he goes to bed? When he says, this is, no, but when he goes and goes, there's this shit show, that, I mean, this, we're laughing stuff, we're absolutely, the saddest, we're not even a laughing stuff, no one's laughing at us anymore, they're almost like, the Brentford fans in the 90s would have gone, and they're almost like, we're beating Man United for.
We had the Brentford fans today that Liam was giving a bit of grief to. He came over at the end of the game and shook me hand and said, I'm sorry about that. Brentford fan to us. What do you say? So, apart from that, bar, everything's good.
The people at half time, I know. It's like I say, some people leave that ground, they brush it off. I can't. No. You can't. But there are some people also go, let it burn down, mate.
No.
They're clubbed. Not burn, you know, but burn. We'll still be there in the second division. We'll still be there. Let, if the club, until they're gone, nothing.
Personally, Woodward's gone. Best thing that's happened for a long time. Glazers, yeah, we need to get him out. Arnold, give him a chance. I think he's doing the right things behind the scenes, but he's got the Glazers above him, so he's probably got one arm tied behind his back a little bit. And on the pitch, I think we've got the best manager you can go and get right now. You've got to back him.
But what I mean, if he is, then call him out as well.
Yeah, call him out, get rid of him. Now, today he started, McTominay's performance last week was unacceptable, and he dropped him. Yeah.
No, but I'm on about Arnold. Call him out. Yeah. So you're not getting that. You're a CEO of one infrastructure of that organisation. And the organisation chart, and I wake up every morning, so not but going, we're based, our accounts are in New York, and we're financially, you know, whatever it is, licensed in the Cayman Islands. And then it makes me go, I hope I live long enough to see. And then there's other people who go, you know what? The players don't go on the pitch. Going United are registered in the Cayman Islands. There's no excuse. Equally with all that, that's gone. I'm done.
Yeah. We've got to keep our heads. We've been going for long enough. We've been through it. We've had the great times. We're going through a really bad time. I feel sorry for you, because you don't remember the good times. But you'll get it back, believe me. You'll get it back.
That's the one, isn't it?
You've got to keep faith. We've got to keep going and hope that we're going to get back.
Right, so cheers. Yeah. Thank you. Right, I'll leave the last message.
I think the best time that I've been through watching Man United was PSG, the comeback in the 18-19 season. The only good thing I can remember, really.
Who's your favourite player?
Now?
Yeah.
Probably one of the younger ones. Garnacho.
I just hope that Ten Hag knows that we back him.
Yeah, we're not on him.
We're not on him. We back him.
We're on them. And then.
We just want it to get better.
There is a lot of fans where they just go straight to the conclusions after one game. You need to give him, like, time. In two games, he can't change the whole thing.
Common sense. See, I'm very... I feel like, but I felt like today was, I don't know,
just floors you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it shouldn't let you. We should be old enough not to let. Paul,
Paul. Well, he's just dead. Come on.
What do you want me to say? Other than I'm disgusted, disappointed, demoralised, and they are rubbish. I thought the 70s were bad, but this is another level. Because in the 70s, they tried. They weren't good enough, but they tried. This lot, they don't give a stuff. They don't try. They're just a load of useless.
I always wondered what goes on the coach home with them. Like, do they put on their headphones and like, you know, like,
or they put their headphones on and they go, oh, what am I going to spend 40 grand on this one? I'm sorry, they, no.
We ain't going to do another one until,
the Premier League record doesn't go next week. Oh, I'll don't. Be amazed. No, oh, seriously. Oh, Paul. We are no, useless.
Frankie just had hope. Go back useless. To... Frankie, we got to have hope. What? Monday, we'll win, won't we?
Yeah, sure.
Even he's mocking this. Right.
Sorry.
It's my round. No, I'm going to get him in. I've sat so many of you.
Yeah, one more and I'll get some food and that. Oh, I'm not going.
It's yet another morning after the day before, and this one feels particularly brutal. And the last thing you need is extra me, but I need to vent. I've had an existential crisis with United. Not the match, guys, not the community, but the actual football for quite a while. And it's like... And it's not meant, you know, it's not always success, but if the thing you love and keep going back to not just kicks you in the bollocks, but affects your mood. I tried to shut that off in the 20s. I used to take results so seriously and when I was a kid. And I thought, I don't want to do that in my adult life. You know, I have responsibilities. And I wake up on a Sunday grumpy and that's not what I want to do. But just flashbacks to that. Horrific. Yes, it stems from the top. But that's not absolving the players who don't have belief, don't have pride, don't have fight. They're weak. They're so weak. Any team now fancies it. Any team at all. And that second goal was the worst I've ever seen us concede. I thought the one in Turkey a few years back where the defence just didn't defend and didn't think like formations, what's that? But yesterday, so another match of the day, scrapped off. Two games in. Not just Olay's first week, second week, it was just like the bland leading the blind. And then I don't like myself getting in Twitter rows. Wish I had the bottle to just sack it, but it would do the MAG a disservice if I did that. But to wake up and see angry clickbait slagging off the match goers, I just won't have that. I'll try and see every point of view if I can, and I get that match goers going to Old Trafford, if they're not protesting or whatever, doesn't help, but I'm not having that match goers are the problem or this and that, and people who've been doing what they've been doing for 40, 50, 30, 20 years can be dictated by people who don't go. And I don't want it to be an e-reds versus match goers, but to have someone tell me, you know, faceless Avi, I've been doing this since 1976, pretty much every week of my life, and you just want me to stop it, the people we meet. And then on the one hand, they're praising, you know, the flags in the ground and the Glazer chants, and then the other, they're just saying glibly, yeah, give it up. So I just find that the match goers, the people, the loyal reds, the families, the community, the people I see, the couple of disabled lads with their dads treated horrifically, waiting for a lift that took ages to come, making that journey. No, I'm going to defend them. And that's what a fanzine is, to defend matchgoers and not all sorts of reds. And I'll try and understand a point of view. And I, as I say earlier, let's try and get something organised, not ad hoc. Let's all try and get something together. But it makes me angry just seeing normal reds. And if you meet them, if you know them, don't attack them anyway. I'm ranting. I'm skew-iff. My head is mangled and it's not the booze because I had my bus replacement, lots of water, rehydration. I don't know.
I really don't know, and I don't think anyone at the club does. But if anything, it highlights the disgrace of their ownership and let them come down, you know, just bring them down. So take care, Reds. I'm sure there's many taking this worse, and like, we can't let it get to us. And I wish I was, like, I'm indifferent to it now, but I stood there during the first half and I thought, I'm not enjoying my Man United mojo, and that's a real shame. Anyway, God help Monday week. And then, like someone said, where's the next win coming from? Do you remember wins? Try and get the week through the best you can, and if anyone abuses you, fuck them.